Have you noticed a trend in rock genre movies lately? Starting with the Queen biopic Bohemian Rhapsody, followed by the Elton John extravaganza Rocket Man, and now Yesterday, a romantic comedy fantasy based on the Beatles songbook. Acclaimed British director Danny Boyle, Trainspotting and Slumdog Millionaire, brings to life the story of Jack Malik, a struggling singer-songwriter from a small seaside English village. Malik, played by Himesh Patel of BBC's EastEnders, balances his job in a warehouse store with his dream of rock stardom, all while dutifully supported by his childhood friend turned manager Ellie, played by Lily James, most recently seen in Mamma Mia, Here We Go Again. Unable to make it past small pub gigs and birthday parties, Malik is about to hang up his guitar for good when one night the entire world blacks out for a few seconds. When the lights come back on, Malik has been hit by a bus while riding his bike, which also smashes his guitar to pieces. Aside from a few bruises and missing teeth, Malik recovers quickly. Ellie and friends pitch in for a new guitar for Malik, who thanks all with a magical rendition of the Beatles' classic Yesterday. All are blown away, especially since they've never heard the song before, or even the Beatles for that matter. Perplexed, Malik runs home to Google the Beatles, and nothing but the insect shows up in the search results. He realizes he awoke to a world where the Beatles never existed. He then hastily writes down the music and lyrics to every Beatles song he can recall and sets out to perform his new set in a local club. He catches the attention of a music producer and eventually British pop star Ed Sheeran, playing himself, who invites Malik to join him on tour as his opening act. Now solidly in the spotlight, Malik upgrades to a savvy new manager, Deb, played hilariously by Kate McKinnon. With the help of Deb and a massive LA-based marketing team, Malik's stardom is on the meteoric rise. Having enough recycled Beatles material to release a much-anticipated double debut album, Malik begins to feel remorse for his secret stash of Beatles hits, while also questioning the authenticity of his new versus tried-and-true relationships. Boyle coaches strong and believable performances from his cast and adds some intrigue with three characters who appear later in the story and may actually have some connection to the Beatles. And the extended cameo by Sheeran is a big plus. Beatles fans will be happy with the soundtrack as all the classics are covered well by Malik. Yesterday is rated PG-13 for suggestive content and language, runs 112 minutes. In this latest string of rock comedy dramas, Yesterday doesn't quite live up to the ranks of Bohemian Rhapsody or Rocket Man, but it still makes for a fun night at the movies. This is Linda Jager with the KPCW Friday Film Review.
The Friday Film Review is sponsored by Park City Film, presenting independent cinema in Summit County since 1995. ParkCityFilm.org.